It is in the generous goodness of God that I welcome you to our time of worship this morning. As we continue to look at the fruit of the Spirit, we focus in on the fruit of goodness. So welcome to our worship of God on this Mother's Day. Happy blessings to all the mothers amongst us, and may we honor them in the day. Several announcements in the bulletin I want to highlight. The youth breakfast and senior recognition will happen next Sunday. So the youth breakfast is during the Sunday school hour. Senior recognition will happen at both services. That's seniors graduating from high school and college, if you let us all know what's happening there. As of last Sunday's congregational meeting, Jocelyn Walker is now our Director of Youth and Young Adults. She will be in that role until the end of the month, and then come June 1st, she will transition into the new role, and that means we're looking for an administrative assistant. And so there's information in the bulletin. If you might be interested or you know anybody that might be interested in that position, please share that. You'll also see on page 8, there's an announcement in there about meals at East Garden Apartments during the summer. We're hoping to serve 6 meals out there and trying to form a meal team. Area churches are supposed to help with that, and I've kind of been tabbed or agreed to be the coordinator. So please read that over, and if you can help, that would be great. For the women's choir that will be singing in a month or so, the bulletin has an error where the first practice is not this week. That first practice will actually be on Thursday, May 23rd, so be aware of that. And then also next Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, Senior Recognition Sunday, the Rite of Confirmation Sunday, First Communion for our confirmands, so the Sacrament of Holy Communion. So be aware of that. 10:30 service, be patient. But be joyful as we worship together, and I invite Jocelyn has an announcement.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. So I'm actually here on behalf of the VBS directors. VBS is, believe it or not, just 3 short weeks away, and we are in need of your help if you feel led to do so. Donations are a quick and impactful way to help the week come together, and we're so grateful every year for the many individuals who choose to help and donate supplies each year. So this year, there's 3 different ways that you can help donate. First, for those of you that like to go out and actually pick out an item and have some, you know, like ownership in picking out that item, there are sticky fish on the VBS donation board. You can just peel a fish off of the board there, go out and purchase your item, and then drop it back off in the church office. Secondly, if you run short on time, like I usually do, you can scan the QR code or search for Scuba VBS on Amazon's gift registries. You can shop directly on there through that gift registry, order the item, and then that can be shipped directly here to the church office. And then finally, if you would like to help offset any of the cost of any last-minute items, you can also make a financial donation by writing VBS on line 11 of your offering envelope. If you do have any donations, we just ask that they are dropped off by May 27th so that we can inventory and order any last-minute supplies. And then most importantly, any kids that are 4 years old through 6th grade this year are invited to attend VBS. We have a lot of our kids in our congregation registered, but we'd love to invite anybody. So kids, if you have friends that you want to bring along, please do so. We just ask that, you know, we have everyone registered close to May 18th. You can still register after that, but that just makes sure that you get a t-shirt for the week of VBS. Thank you. We can't wait to dive into our deeper friendship with God to kick off summer. So, thank you.
You don't get the same view I do. It's fun to sit there and watch her play, because she leans into it and she sways. Sitting out there, you can't see that, but it's pretty cool. Happy Mother's Day. Our opening scripture this morning is taken from Psalm 107, verses 1 to 3, and can be found on page 600 of your pew Bible. Hear these words. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We come seeking your presence in this service of worship, but also asking for guidance in our daily living, that we may bring honor and glory to you. Amen.
Please rise if you are able. And may God bless all of you mothers. Thank you so much for what you do. Let us sing our hymns of praise. The first is Jesus Stand Among Us. It is found on page number 586 in your red hymnal. Following that, we will go right into Sweet Hour of Prayer. It is found on page number 433 of your red hymnal. And then after that, we will sing The Joy of the Lord, which is found on page number 411 of the hymnal. So let us sing Jesus Stand Among Us.
Thank you.
Christ.
Would children please come down this morning, please? Good morning, everybody. Everybody good this morning? Yeah. Wonderful. Here comes.
What is that?
Okay. Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day today, and I hope you said Happy Mother's Day to your mom. I like Mother's Day for a couple of reasons. First of all, I can think about my own mom and remember and celebrate my own mom. Second of all, Mother's Day, it's when the weathermen say, fear of frost is over. You can plant your spring flowers. I love to plant. And so this next week, I'm going to be in my flower beds planting my garden. I thought maybe a couple of you could help me out today. So I'm all kinds of flowers.
Like lilies?
Well, I've already got lilies planted. Those are already blooming. I'm going to do a couple of these. Okay. I have given a couple of you some pots. I thought maybe you could help me get some things planted before I start tomorrow. And so your planting tool is going to be your fingers. These are tiny little pots, so I think you can just press the seeds down with your fingers. So I'm going to have my first person plant a Cheerio. Okay, a Cheerio. So I'm going to have you, JD, get that and get that planted. Now, you all know the shape of a Cheerio, so my hope is that it might turn into a donut. Maybe even with vanilla frosting. You never know what God can do. My next one is going to be, Lainey's going to plant a chocolate chip. So get that one planted. And I love chocolate, so maybe it will turn into a Snicker bar. I don't know. Okay, you got that one in there? My third person is going to plant a jelly bean. My grandchildren love jelly beans. And so maybe it will turn into a jelly bean plant. Maybe it will turn into a jelly bean bush. Maybe a jelly bean tree. I'm not sure. So I'm going to let you take the jelly bean and plant that in your pot. Push it down in, into the soil, real far. Keep pushing. Perfect. Okay, I'm going to let you put that back in my tray. Put that back in my tray. Thank you. That's great. And back in my tray. Now, here is my question. I'm going to take this home, and I'm going to sit it in a window that has sunshine. I'm going to water it every day and take really good care of it. How long do you think it's going to be till I see something happening in these pots? Ryan, how long do you think it's going to take? Two at a time. What do you mean?
Like 2 days.
Oh, 2 days. He thinks it's going to take 2 days till I see something coming up out of the soil. What else do you think? JD, what do you think?
Weeks.
2 weeks?
A year?
What do you think? How long is it going to take?
What is it? 2 years.
Okay. Here's the thing. Nothing is ever going to grow. None of these things are going to grow. Because they weren't alive when I put them in the soil. In order for things to grow, you have to have a live plant, and you take seeds off the live plant, you put them in the soil, that seed germinates, it makes its roots go down, it makes its stems come up, and you have flowers or you have fruit or something like that. Now, that made me start thinking about our lives as Christians. God wants us to grow. And he wants us to produce fruit, not like fruit in an orchard, not like apples and oranges. We're not supposed to produce that. We're supposed to produce, it's called fruits of the Spirit. You're right, fruits of the Spirit. And there's a lot of different fruits that we can produce. To me, fruits of the Spirit are like your character, what you're like on the inside, and then whatever you're like on the inside determines what you do on the outside. For example, if all I thought about was me, and I didn't think other people were important, I'm not going to grow very much as a Christian. Just like the jelly bean and the chocolate chip and the Cheerio, they're not going to grow either. We have to be connected to God and the fruits of the Spirit to grow. So Pastor Eric is going to talk today about goodness. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit, okay? Now, goodness doesn't mean being good. It means doing good. Doing good for other people. So this week, I'm going to give you a little challenge, and the people sitting out there, I'm challenging them too. If each one of us were to pass along some extra seeds of goodness this week to all the people we meet, think of all the good things that we could do. All of us passing around seeds of goodness. So that's my challenge for you, is to plant seeds of goodness to everybody you meet. Okay? Let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, first of all, we thank you for mothers. We thank you for all these children that are here, and we thank you that we can show other people your fruits of the Spirit by sharing them, and that way we're showing off Jesus, who you really are. Amen, and thank you for your help.
Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, I pray that it is in the name and the power of Jesus Christ that we have come to praise you and to thank you and to glorify you this morning. In our worship of you, may we each profess that you are a God of goodness and that your desire toward each one of us is always, always, always good. No matter who we are, no matter what we've done. Thank you, Lord, for the goodness of Jesus Christ, who died that we would have life. Jesus, who was crucified on the day we know as Good Friday. Good Friday because his willing sacrifice was good for us. So in our time of worship, in our singing and in our praying, in our reading and our listening, we are here to worship you because the scriptures tell us and teach us and assure us that you are a God of goodness. And through your good grace and your good mercy and your faithfulness to us, you instill within us your goodness and that goodness that is meant to be shared. And so we do pray that we can plant seeds of goodness each and every day of life, in each and every moment and opportunity that you give us. And as we plant that you would be glorified. Lord, as a congregation, we pray for the concern list on the back of the bulletin. We pray your blessing upon Jesse Meyer, who will be baptized later this morning. We thank you for his growing faith, and we continue to pray that your Holy Spirit will bless him through the water of baptism. Lord, we pray for Rod Kinsman, who had a consultation a week ago, and there's a concern, but it's so small that the next test is not for another year. And we pray for his healing, we pray for his health, and we pray for his patience. We pray for Sandy as she continues in rehab. We pray for Regina as she continues to go through treatment. Lord God, we continue to pray for Ben and for Sue, and we thank you that they're able to continue to be here Sunday after Sunday as he continues to go through therapy. We pray for Stuart and for Rhonda. We pray for Jody, who was able to be at worship this morning for the first time since your latest surgery. We pray for the Willis family, especially for Monty, as he continues to go through that time of waiting tests. Lord, we pray that you would continue to watch over us and that you would guide us, and we would open ourselves up to you and to your lead as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Praying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I now invite Molly Rutledge to come forward and share a little bit about mothers and motherhood.
Good morning. In this thankfulness for the blessings of mothers, I share a few funny lines and two selections of poetry. A teacher gave her class of second grade children a lesson on the magnet and what it does. The next day in a test, the teacher included this question. My name has 6 letters. The first one is M. I pick up things. What am I? The teacher found that almost half of the students answered the question with the word mother instead of magnet. A little girl forgot her lines in a Sunday school presentation. Her mother was in the front row to prompt her. She gestured and formed the word silently with her lips, but it didn't help. Finally, the mom leaned forward and whispered the cue to her daughter. I am the light of the world. The child beamed and with great feeling and loud, clear voice said, my mother is the light of the world. A 4-year-old and a 6-year-old presented their mother with a house plant. They had used their own money to buy it, and she was thrilled. The older of the two children told their mother, there was a bouquet at the flower shop, and we wanted to give it to you, but it was too expensive. It was really pretty and had a ribbon on it that said, rest in peace. We thought it would be perfect because you're always asking for a little peace so that you can rest. Now two poems. A poem titled Everything Mom. How did you find the energy, Mom, to do all the things you did, to be the teacher, nurse, and counselor to me when I was a kid? How did you do it all, Mom? Be a chauffeur, cook, and friend, yet find time to be a playmate? I just can't comprehend. I see now it was love, Mom, that made you come whenever I'd call. Your inexhaustible love, Mom, and I thank you for it all. And now entitled Wonderful Mother. God made a wonderful mother, a mother who never grows old. He made her smile of the sunshine and molded her heart of pure gold. In her eyes he placed bright shining stars, in her cheeks fair roses you see. God made a wonderful mother, and he gave that dear mother to me. Please pray with me. We thank you, Lord, for those who have given us life, for those who have loved us. Thank those who have blessed us and those who have taught us, our mothers. May your blessing pour out upon the woman who gave birth to us and those beautiful, strong women of faith who have been mothers to us along our journey. We pray a blessing upon the mothers among us this morning, and thank you for the good memories we have of the mothers who are no longer with us. We praise you and thank you for the ideals and blessings of motherhood. For your glory we pray. Amen.
Just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. church.